Good evening, everybody. If I could have your attention for just one moment, I want to welcome everyone in the room to our 2023 in-person CCB banquet. And also welcome to everybody that is in on Zoom, and I believe we are streaming as well, so welcome to all of you that are not in here. We miss you. So at this point, I would like to introduce you and turn this over to our MCs for the evening, Mr. Larry Gassman and Ms. Regina Brink. So I will at this point, I will shut up, leave y'all alone for a little bit, and I'll turn it over to them. So take it away, guys.
Actually, we're going to leave you alone for a little bit as well, because the meals are coming. Now, this is a difficulty for those of you listening in virtually, where on the East Coast currently it's like 10 o'clock. So we hope you've eaten by now. But for those of you who haven't, we're going to eat. We will turn mics down so that you don't have to hear us. And we will come back in just a little bit. And we will have a program of stuff that is fun, exciting, and hopefully something that you'll be interested in. Regina, are you near a mic so that we can prove that you're not AI?
I am near a mic.
Very good. Good, good,
And
good.
I want to welcome everybody, and we've had a great convention, haven't we? And it's because of all of you, every one of you that are a part of CCB. So enjoy.
Back in a bit. And now it's time to eat. So welcome to the 2023 banquet for CCB. Did you all enjoy your meals?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any wait staff in here, but we thank you so much for all you've done for us.
Thank you so much.
And I think, do we have a running mic over to Mr. David?
Yes,
We
we
do. Okay.
have a running mic. Okay. I would like to introduce Davin Bendel. He will be giving our invocation tonight.
At this time, if you wish, you may bow your heads. Creator of the universe, we thank you for the privilege of participating in this exciting, thriving organization. May you bless the California Council of the Blind as it approaches its 90th year, and may it continue to grow and flourish. May you give us the strength and perseverance to continue to guide and support the many individuals experiencing vision loss throughout the state. May you help us maintain the courage and resolve to continue our struggle to ensure that blind people and people with low vision achieve full accessibility and civil and human rights protection. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, David. Well, now we want to allow some time for people to talk on Zoom. Let's see.
And here.
And here in the room about the convention experience.
We'll take a little bit of time. So if you'd like to, what did you think thus far of the convention this weekend? Whether you be here or in Zoom, we will have someone running mics to you. Can I make it kind of brief? We don't want a soliloquy of 30 minutes, certainly, but something relatively similar to that in terms of brevity. And we'll see what we can do here for a few minutes, and then we will continue on with the evening. Hands up for those of you interested.
This is Christy
Go ahead,
from
Christy.
Highland, California. And I am so thrilled to give hugs to the people that I've been speaking with for generally a couple of years now, at least 3 years maybe. And we get to meet, and it's just so wonderful. I'm appreciative and grateful. Thank you. And it's fun.
Yes, it is.
Any hands in Zoom?
None at this time.
Okay. Any hands in the room?
Hello, this is Dan Smith. And I recently moved to Sacramento, but I want to say that I'm just so happy to be resuming contact with everybody again.
Yes.
Okay, this is Vivian Younger, and I have something very exciting to tell you guys.
Cool.
I have been gaining vision without any intervention, but the most important thing that happened this convention, I don't know the machine because I'm new to low vision, but there was a machine that Access Ingenuity showed me. And I says, oh, I think I see the lines. And then he goes, I'm gonna put my business card so that it is all the way across the ballroom. And I told him, it looks like you have four lines on your business card. And he says, you're exactly right. So I wanted to celebrate that with you guys.
Wow.
This is Diane Deutsch. I doubt that any of the puppy raisers are still here, but I want to send a great, huge thank you to them. Our meeting with the puppies this afternoon was amazing, and they have done a fantastic job at the relieving area. Thank you.
Hi, this is Nikki. First of all, I'd like to say this has been one of the most amazing weekends of my entire life. I think everybody is alive again. We've been sleeping for 3 years and now we're waking up. But I want to give a special thank you to the young volunteers who are doing an absolutely incredible job. And most of you know that I'm sighted, and I can see the smiles when they're walking toward people, ready to help, to holding out their arms, never any kind of frowns whatsoever. They're just all smiling. They're all beautiful young people. And thank you so, so much for all of the help that you guys are doing. So thank you again.
And Nikki, I will share with you that one of the young girls, several of the young people said this was an amazing, wonderful experience for them.
Frank Welty from San Leandro, California. I am very grateful for the technology that has allowed us to stay in contact these last 3 years. That is wonderful. But we human beings are social beings, and there's nothing can fully substitute for sharing a physical space with other people. It's just that the energy of it is just something that you don't get electronically. So for all of you who were not able to make it this year, each of you had to make those decisions, and I respect all of those, but I want to encourage you that plan now to come next year, because you won't regret it. We're having a wonderful time.
My name is Matthew. I'm from Fresno chapter. This is my first convention. And I just want to say thank you to the servers, the volunteers, and I don't regret 1 minute of this, and Fresno chapter let me as delegate again.
Hello, everybody. I'm one who was really, really, really fighting that decision to come up from Southern California. One, because it's a long ride.
What's your name?
I'm Cam Metz. And I know my name. Why you need to know it? See, But yes, I really fought the decision, fought myself on this decision to come up, because one, it's a long ride. Two, I just have not had whatever. And I was scared, very scared. But I said, okay, I need to go, because Kahlua is going to be, I'm representing Kahlua as president. I'm running for the board, and I really need to put in appearance. And I have to say, I met a whole lot of new friends. Well, I knew Stephanie and Regina already, but I got to see Vita and Frank. I got to see the dogs. I got to see Judy, even though she likes to yell at me. I got to see Margie and them. So it was nice to see everybody. And, well, I hadn't forgot about Cache. She's sitting right here. So I have had a great time seeing everybody again. But can we please plan it for the South next year? Oh, God. We'll work on it.
Hi. Yeah, this is Peter Pardini. And I just really want to thank Gabe, Sarah, and all the convention committee, and Nicole in the office for doing such a fantastic job. And let's not forget about Lisa. It's been a wonderful convention, and thank you, everybody, for all the people that have helped make this a great experience.
Hi, this is Linda Johnson, and it's been great being here with everybody. I'm kind of one of those outgoing people that needs actual people energy to recharge my battery. So thank you all for all your spirit and your energy in this room, and it's just really making me smile and feeling great.
It's so much fun when your friends can pass you the mic. This is Alice Turner, and I was telling our table, you know, we have these Zoom meetings, and you exchange ideas, and then you walk away, and you cook dinner, or you do something else. And I was sitting in today's general session, and I had at least four ideas that I wanted to bring back. And there's something about the energy that has in a room when everyone is sharing information and hearing the questions. So I'm grateful. Grateful, grateful. And I feel so energized. So thank you very much.
Steve Mendelson here. We take enormous joy in our reunion, and we gain immense gratification from the notion that our traditions and our values are intact. But the fact that our future is ahead of us, in light of what we've just gone through and how much the world has changed, should also remind us that we have an unlimited and unprecedented opportunity to change, to evolve, to preserve what is good and valuable, but to build in new ways and new directions to face a future that all confronts us.
Do we have any comments on Zoom? Any raised hands?
Not at this moment.
Thank you. Well,
we're going to do about maybe two or three more, and then Guillermo wants to say something, and then we'll continue on. Two or three more people.
Hello again. This is Big Mouth Livy O from Fresno. Yes. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I've gained 10 pounds this weekend. The food has been fabulous, right? And anyway, I just want to echo everybody's sentiments that it's just been so, it's been for me a lot. It's been several years since I've been to a convention, and my travel skills have been kind of lax, I guess. And this has been very good for me to kind of get my confidence back and everything. But this has been wonderful because, again, we've all met on Zoom, and I'm thinking, oh, not another meeting or whatever. And you know how that goes. And I'm very grateful that there are a good number of us from CDA, California Diabetics in Action, the newest affiliate. And we're going to be a year old in about, on August, April the 22nd, I believe. We will be a year old. And anyway, but I'm just so glad that Oh, 14th? Okay, sorry, Christy. And I'm just so thankful that we've all been able to meet and get together and hug and you know, love up on everybody and share ideas. And this has been really, really wonderful. And thank you all for the Sarah and the committee and the board and everything. And let's go to work.
Hello, this is Penny Valdovinos from Bakersfield, California. Also known as Penny the Fifth. I am going to tell you, this has been fantastic. It is nothing but been a re-energizing, go get them type of convention. I am so excited for the next coming year. I want to, I'm so excited that I finally got to meet Regina Marie and Joe Jose Verde. Awesome couple. You guys don't know what you haven't, who you haven't seen until you've met them. They're fantastic. And I want to thank Gabe and everyone and Lisa, the convention committee, all of you guys. Fantastic. Thank you.
We have three more hands, so we'll take those hands and then we'll continue on.
Okay, this is Josh from El Cerrito, and I wanted to say that this is the second time I've had a convention in person, and I just really love the energy and interacting with people in person, and I really like the fact we had contested elections, and yeah. I'm Ashley and really enjoyed being part of ensuring that that happened.
This is Shayna Ray, also from El Cerrito, and this is also my second convention in person, and I really enjoyed actually meeting people in person, people whose voices I've been hearing over Zoom for the last few years. And I also enjoyed being part of the elections, and it's always more fun when things are contested. And I look forward to running in the future.
This is Judy Wilkinson. Ah, the joys of in-person convention, the distant boom of music coming through walls, down the hall. Blind guys stepping on my feet and pouring wine down my back. Telling waiters, you know, about the menu and how we need help and understanding it. All those wonderful joys, and I never thought I'd be so glad to have all those things happen again. But I want to say how proud I am of the council. We were the first to consider, and I want Rob and Gabe, 12 years ago, started thinking about what would it be like if we weren't able to meet in person. So California had things in place to think about a hybrid convention. Hear that noise now from that wall? And so frankly, in 2020, when we had to get ready in a hurry for a Zoom convention, we had done some groundwork thanks to these fellows. So to all the hybrid people who are with us, this is such a wonderful evolution of conventioneering. And thank you very much. Everybody's thanked the convention committee, and we can't do that too often. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you again.
We do have one hand raised in Zoom.
This is Patty from Bayview Chapter, and I just want to thank you for having the convention on Zoom. I felt so inspired during this whole convention, and it makes me want to serve my chapter and the whole organization and really find my niche. And, you know, so next year I'm going to plan to come to the convention in person. But it was a wonderful convention, especially today. I laughed and cried.
Participants.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. There's one more hand. We got one more. One more and then we go.
This is Artis Basin. And I was just so glad I was able to come this year because I wasn't sure a month ago. But I just wanted to say one of the things I really noticed is concentration. You know, I've been on tons of Zoom meetings, and it's so easy to get sidetracked And so you're doing more things than one, and you aren't paying that attention that you do when you're meeting in person. And you aren't feeling the energy as much when you're just on Zoom. So I'm glad we were able to do it hybrid so that the people who cannot afford to do the convention are able to participate.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to be in person as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It is Guillermo from Culver City.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody in this room who decided to step out in faith, because I know the last few years have been tough on all of us, and all of you stepped out, even with the fears of pandemic, which is still not over. Thank you for stepping out in faith, and thank you for taking a risk and coming. It's been so awesome just to be around the energy of people again, you know, to make those connections. My ribs are still recovering from all of the laughter that's been going on all weekend. I managed to not wear coffee during the whole convention, inside joke.
We still have time, Guillermo.
Exactly. But anyway, I just really, 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 I mean, though we've had a fair amount of people here, the energy feels like double. So thank you again to everybody for making it a success.
Well, good evening. This is Cache Wells, all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. I wanted to say that 3 years ago, I met a group of people after being slowly integrated into ACB that was so welcoming to me, that made me feel like I was a part of a distant family, that I decided 3 years ago to become an at-large member. And I'm so glad that I made the decision. And this is my first California Council of the Blind convention. So thank you guys for welcoming me in person, and I appreciate it.
She finally got her welcome.
Yeah. I'll say one quick thing before we move on. It's amazing, because some of the people in this room I knew from 30 to 40 years ago. Some of them I didn't know at all. Many of them I knew through Zoom calls. But when we got together in 2019, John and I got reacquainted again with somebody that we hadn't seen in 30 years. She's known now as Joni Patchy. We had no clue that she was here. We spent like 2 hours just chatting and catching up. You can't get that virtually, can you? It's all done in person. So we would love to see lots of you who can come and join us next year. When I do conventions for radio, I've done 30 of them. And the thing I love about them most is the in-person aspect of it, because you get to see people, talk to people, just be with people for an entire weekend, and that's what it's all about. Plus the noise next door. Ah, well, that's what happens when you go to conventions. Sometimes you just deal with it and move on, which is what we're going to do now. We have someone with us who is and has been a part of ACB for a very long time. We did a little get acquainted session earlier this morning, and he talked to us a little bit about some of the programs that he is involved with. He has a few things to get to tonight that are very inspirational, and he's one of the most inspirational people I know. And we got a chance to chat a little bit about various conversations over the phone a year ago. And he was in Omaha, Nebraska, and has done some marvelous things for ACB. And we're delighted to have him with us this year at CCB. So please give a very warm CCB welcome to Kenneth Simeon Sr.
Thank you all so much. Let me know if I'm too close to the microphone. This is an honor for me, and I'm so glad and excited to hear how excited you all are and all the testimonials today. That inspires me, and I'm hoping that other affiliates will follow and begin to meet in person. Earlier during the month of March, I was invited to join the Hawaii Association of the Blind for their first in-person convention after following COVID. So it's really great. I'm honored to be here to represent the ACB Board of Directors, and ACB, for some who may not know, is the American Council of the Blind. And we never know who's in the room, and we use a lot of acronyms. We have to really consider everyone that may be present. But being over a Leadership Development Awards Committee and working with the ACB mentoring team, it brings me great joy to be able to be with you just to offer some encouragement in connection with your theme, Better Together. And those, the other words, can anybody mention the other three words starting with the C? Connection, commitment, community. Sounds great. Well, that inspires me to really talk to you about the importance of us being excited about what we do, all of the work that we do, communicating with others in the community. It's so important that they see us shining bright as people who are blind, visually impaired, or have low vision. We don't have to live a sad life. We can live a happy, joyous life and let them know that there's much hope that's attached to our lives and our daily walk as we go out into the public. And the work that we do is just as meaningful as anyone else. And whether it be through our employment or volunteer work, we are all doing something every day to make a difference. And that's my desire, to make a positive impact on my community and wherever I go. And I'm believing that you all share that with me. A few words I wanted to mention, and I have to start like this. I believe that enthusiasm breeds optimism, and optimism breeds energy, and energy breeds action. And that's so important that we focus on those powerful words. At times when you're out in the public or just communicating with someone that's in your affiliate, it's always good to let them see you being enthusiastic, not a downer when things are needing to be changed in a positive manner. We have to make sure that we're being an example to be enthusiastic about that change that's necessary. And we all know that change is inevitable. So it's so important that we begin to be enthusiastic about it and begin to embrace change, because it's coming always. And COVID brought a huge change to our lives. But even through that, there are some good things that came out of it. I think we're more glad to be back together than we were glad to come together before. It's more meaningful, you know. And also, we've been able to communicate and have everyone involved, even within our national organization through the convention. Everybody's able to vote, whether they are on Zoom or in person, they can participate. So it has opened doors for new technologies and so many other things, such as even work at home opportunities. And that's something I believe we should embrace, be ready to embrace new opportunities, new possibilities, new experiences. And we have to be open to it. And the other words that I mentioned about being enthusiastic, I really believe that when we are focused on being enthusiastic, intentionally wanting to make a difference in whatever we do, everybody will kind of tune into what you're saying. And also, we want to talk a little bit about mentorship. It really does, you as a leader, it helps someone that is maybe new, someone wants to be connected more in the organization to witness you with your enthusiasm about the work that needs to be done. Advocacy. I was excited to hear this weekend about all the advocacy work you do, the community, all the guests that you had at the convention to help you to make sure you be connected within the local community and the state and beyond. So it's so important. I really enjoyed all the sessions. And we focus on community. I know that you all are attending city council meetings and I'm not sure if you have commissioner's court like we do in our county, but all of those meetings are so important for us to attend, to be aware of our surroundings and to work better together. One thing I believe it's better for us to, at this time, to get out in the community, let everyone know we're here, but create our own list of all of those folks that can help us to achieve our goals. It's so important because some of them don't know our needs. And as we go out and speak to them, they want to help us once they understand our needs. So it's so important that we go out in groups. I enjoy the fact that my local chapter, of which I serve as president, we go out and have our voting day and luncheon so they can see us as a group out there voting and exercising our right. And we hold activities in the community where we're inviting community members, city council and beyond, just to make sure that they are aware of what we're doing. And we actually give awards out at times. It's important to do that to get better connected. Offer awards in the community for something that they're doing to help people with disabilities, including blindness, and that will get them to your event. But at the same time, you can educate them while they're at your event. So we have so many different innovative ways that we can get involved and make sure that everyone is getting better connected within our organization. All of our members from local on up to the state affiliate or special entity affiliate level, we want to make sure that they know about the national organization and all the things that are going on. Some of you are employed and may want to become employed. So I wanted to make you aware, if you're not, ACB has the employment committee in place, and they just developed a series, a podcast series called Let's Get to Work. And they interviewed some people who are blind with different levels of interest, where you just would not believe a blind person would do some of the things that they've done. And I encourage you to go and check the podcasts out. And you can access them just as talking to your Alexa device or Siri, and just say play the Let's Get to Work podcast. And it's very inspirational. If you're seeking employment, that's pretty much like they're offering a mentorship to you all who are seeking employment with these good resources that are available through that committee. We have a number of committees making things happen to make sure that our members are empowered. And I believe that's what we should be doing in our affiliates, in our local chapters, making sure that we stay focused at empowering our members to be all they can be. And in addition to that, in order for our members to be empowered, they play a part in this too. So I encourage all of our individual members to become better educated in the areas of which you know that you want to know more about, that you can offer more support in your affiliate, and help to make a positive impact on your community. So we can all do so much individually. It reminds me of Helen Keller's quote, "Alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much." And we need to utilize everyone's abilities. And the way we do that best is to really communicate with them, get to know who they are, where they've been, and what they have to offer. It would be sad and a waste if we didn't try to find out the unique abilities of each one of our members. So if you haven't done so recently, I ask you to make a special effort to connect with someone who you have not and get to know them better. You would be surprised. In Texas, when I served as president of ACB of Texas, it was interesting to get to know our board members, and I purposely interviewed each one of them and wanted to make sure that they were introduced in the ways that they had not been before. So we began to find out that we had so many that had been professionals and were still practicing like psychology, and some were attorneys. Some of our newer members didn't even know that all these powerful people were within our affiliate. Even knowing what they did in the past really inspired people once they even knew that this was even possible for a blind person to do such a thing. 21 years ago, when I first experienced vision loss and hearing loss at the same time, I had to be in the midst of a group that had people who were professional, as I had been from working with AT&T, and to see them, nurses, doctors, and so many other fields that they were working in, were still doing their jobs in some ways, it inspired me, let me know that I can live with blindness and even hearing loss. So I thank you so much for taking the time to even reach out to me to offer me to be with you. I want to have a poem read by Lisa Thomas that I wrote to end what I wanted to say to you today. But I hope that we can keep in touch and let's inspire one another ongoing, okay? Thank you.
Your Greatest Dream by Kenneth Semyon Sr. Your greatest dream can be achieved with a goal, vision, and determination. Small steps in the right direction will get you to your destination. You can begin by identifying sources of inspiration and gathering the necessary tools. Then create some guidelines and activate effective monitoring rules. Be sure to include an I can, attitude, commitment, and perseverance. Then add a hefty dose of energy, enthusiasm, and adherence. Be careful not to dwell on the presence of fear, doubt, or procrastination. Involve the experience and expertise of others with similar aspirations. One key to always remember is that great achievers never do it alone. Therefore, surround yourself with people of character, integrity, and solidity like stone. In the midst of adversity, there are opportunities for you to shine. Just continue to tackle challenges with an open mind. Naysayers and times of uncertainty are sure to come. Nevertheless, you must believe that you have already won. All of the above elements are essential to your success. Know that you have what it takes and be encouraged to give it your best.
Can we make
can you share the poem, Kenneth? Can we share the poem?
Mr. Kenneth?
Okay. With my hearing loss, I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Can we share the poem that you wrote?
Definitely. I will share that. I'll ask Lisa to just share with everybody. She has what? Yeah.
So those of you on Zoom, it's a big room.
Regina, where would you like them to take the mic to?
Raised hands, I guess.
Yep.
There are no raised hands.
Okay.
Oh. Well, imagine that. I think this is a historic convention.
I take that back. A hand just got raised.
Kenneth, this is Christy Crespin, and I am a part of the ACB Mentor Program. And I appreciate what you wrote. It fits in with our mentorship program and goals. And I am not only wanting to share this with our CCB folks, especially back in the chapters, but I want to share this with some of my clients, because so often we think we can't when we really can. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, everybody, it's Sarah. And Kenneth, I got to actually see you yet at all, but I really want to thank you for coming. So for those of you who don't know, back in 2017, I was lucky enough to win the JP Morgan Chase Leadership Award, and I got to meet Kenneth in Sparks, and we met up the night before and got super lost all over the hotel trying to figure out where things were, and it was the best time. And, you know, Kenneth is just such a beautiful, wonderful speaker, and I so appreciate you. Thank you for coming to California.
This is Ed Crespin, and basically this message is for those who are not here and for those who have not joined an organization like this and those who are losing their vision and are feeling the fear. And I ask all of you who are out there, please feel the fear and come out here, because this is the best way to learn how to be independent, how to really take that fear away and travel on your own, and to see the amazing people that are here who are experiencing getting lost, getting confused, but still are feeling the fear of being here.
Very good. How many hands do we have left?
No hands, but I just want to say that the convention committee entrusted me to help Mr. Kenneth and take care of all his arrangements getting to California. So, Mr. Kenneth, it's been a pleasure talking to you these last month and working with you. And I hope, like Sarah said, that you enjoyed your trip to California.
Thank you. And with that,
Larry, this is David.
David,
I just got the mic. And I want to say to Kenneth, your words of inspiration go very far. And I want other people to hear them, because I think there are people in chapters here who are very isolated from what's going on in ACB, not because they want to be, but maybe it's overwhelming, maybe they don't know. But we need to do something to bring them closer to National, because we are a wonderful, strong organization, and we can give so much to each other. And I would also like to encourage the organization to become much more diverse and inclusionary. Must do it. Thank you so much for everything that you do, Kenneth. We really appreciate it. And Cache, I hope to meet you before you leave for Florida.
Okay. I'm not quite sure where to go here. Do we have hands?
No hands.
Okay.
Okay, we're closing Q&A.
I'm going to close Q&A because we do need to get into some other things as well that are scheduled for tonight. Well, tell you what, Lisa, are you in a position to do this now?
I'm in a sitting position, which I think is probably the longest I've sat in a while since we've been. But yes, Larry, I'm ready.
Okay, let's rephrase.
No, I knew exactly what I meant. She has 5,675 door prizes to give. And I was going to ask her, do you want to do them all in a row, or do you want to break them up a little bit?
Let's break them up a little bit.
Okay, we'll break them up a little bit because we got to save some for tomorrow. So we do have door prizes.
So why don't we go ahead and do two right now?
Okay.
Okay? Okay, so we're going to do $25 given by GSGDHI, and it is a Target gift card. The winner is Joni Patchy. Now let's do another one. This one is going to be $25 Amazon gift card given by the Bayview chapter. And the winner is Thomas Luparello. Is Diane, are you still here?
Yes, she's here.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Take it away, Larry.
Okay. This, usually at CCB gatherings, we do have awards, and tonight is no exception. And what we will do now is ask Margie Donovan to come up. She is the... I'm sure you are. There's no AI voice there. And Margie is the chairman of our awards committee. And Margie, you have some surprises, I think, for some of those of us who attended. So I don't know where you're going to stand.
Good evening, everyone.
She does.
I'll tell you, when Gabe asked me if I would serve as chair of the awards committee, my answer was yes. This is one of the best committees to have the privilege of chairing, because you can't go wrong. And I'd like to begin by thanking my big two committee members, Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker and Gabe Griffith. I also want to thank all of our members who submitted names of nominations for our awards. We got more than I expected. I have served on the committee previously, but not as chair. And we had a good number of nominations, including list of names. So the one thing I would say is we want more nominations for next year. And when you submit it, please tell us why you're nominating them when you send in the list of names. And if your nominee did not receive an award, it's more than likely because they had already received that award in the past, I came to learn. I would like to invite Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker up here. She and Gabe and I are going to share the duties because I like to share in the fun. And Catherine is going to do the first couple awards.
Good evening. This evening, our first award is the Humanitarian Award. This is a leader who turned around a fledgling organization during the pandemic to expand services for members in the blindness community. She has tripled staff in the organization and hired many employees who are blind and low vision. The team has given individuals who are blind and low vision the tools and skills to learn independent living skills, travel, and find employment successfully. At this time, please join me in congratulating Shalina Hebert and the Valley Center for the Blind for the Humanitarian Award this year.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, you might remember from earlier, I'm dealing with a bit of laryngitis, but just really quickly want to say how much this means. We at VCB have been working so hard to try and do what we have been told by the community over and over again needs to be done. And just to have your recognition is so empowering for me and such validation that the things we're doing matter to you, the people who we care so much about. And I am so humbled. I have the best team in the world. And I just really, really thank you for your support. This is my first ever award and it really, really means so much to me. So thank you from the bottom of my heart, from our whole team. We just love you all. And we're so glad to have you as partners at VCB. Have a great conference.
Well, wonderful. And I'd like to read what is written on the plaque that will be sent or delivered to her. California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award to Shalina Hebert and the Valley Center for the Blind. In recognition of the dedication that has been given to increase the independence and self-reliability of people who are blind and low vision in the Central Valley, presented the first day of April 2023 in Sacramento, California. Congratulations once again. The next award is our Merit Award. This humble, quiet, and dependable person has provided years of service. Vorhoffen behind the scenes to ensure that things run smoothly. He has been a member of the TOG or the Technology Operations Group, the Convention Planning Committee, and has provided service to the members, to affiliates he's been a member of in many ways. Please help me in recognizing the Merit Award achievement to Phil Obregon.
Phil, are you there?
Hi there. This is Phil. What a surprise. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to read what is written on the plaque for Phil. The California Council of the Blind Merit Award to Phil Obregon in recognition of his dedication, commitment, and behind-the-scenes services to CCB and its members. Presented the first day of April 2023 in Sacramento, California. Once again, congratulations, Phil.
Yay.
Thank you. Oh.
Thank you, Catherine. She'll be back. I have the distinct privilege, and no one is going to know who this is because I joined this organization in high school. But I've known this person since I was in high school. This person is relatively new to our fine organization, but has stepped up and taken on many tasks, including a very key role in this organization for the convention. This person serves on our board of directors. This person looks for every opportunity to serve this organization. And this individual was nominated by a couple of people. I will now read the plaque. The California Council of the Blind Community Service Award, ready for who it is? To Regina Brink for her... in recognition of her passion, collaboration, community service, and legislative advocacy, presented this first day of April 2023, blah, 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 blah. Regina, congratulations. Well deserved. Got in my...
I don't cry in front of people, but thank you so much. It's an honor to serve this organization, and it's an honor to call all of you my friends, your family. Thank you.
Our next award is the Distinguished Service Award. When we think of character, attention to detail, and passion for access in all aspects of the environment, we think of this person. We think of this person. Personally, I can attest to this person's unwavering support for CCB and affiliates and care for the infrastructure within our organization through constitution and bylaws. Do we have an idea of who I'm talking about? His impact is felt within CCB and beyond in state and nationally. Please let me join me in recognizing Eugene Lozano. And we're not sure, Gene, are you on Zoom with us? If not, then Regina Brink will accept the award on Gene's behalf, as unfortunately he's in the hospital and he's recovering.
He is not here.
Okay. And I guess you guys just get to see me cry all night. So I didn't put it on yet, thank God. When I became president of ACB Capital Chapter, I was pretty new to the organization. Gene is my first vice president. He's humble, he's wise, and patient, understanding. I just can't say enough about what a wonderful mentor he is. And please pray with me. We want Gene back with us all the way.
Yes.
Well, and writing those long reports with one A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, K, I, L. We want you back, team. We love you.
Yes. I'd like to read the plaque. California Council of the Blind Distinguished Service Award to Eugene Lozano in recognition of his years of significant contributions, advocacy for policy, environment, transportation, and access legislative activities for the empowerment of people who are blind and low vision. Once again, help join me in congratulating Eugene Lozano and wishing him.
Congratulations, Gene, wherever you are. We love you, we miss you, and we're praying for you. I'd like to call Mr. President Gabriel himself to present our next award, please.
Hey, all right. Thank you, Margie. And this truly is a great time of the program that we have here. For the Legislator of the Year Award, this started, probably about 3 years ago, I think, almost, that we started working on legislation around the e-scooters and trying to get some safety guards in there with insurance requirements and different things like that. This legislator took it on. He has a brother who is blind, and so worked with them. And so it ended up becoming a 2-year bill because, you know, went through many, many different iterations of it and negotiations. At one point, we thought it was almost gone. Thanks to Assemblyman Renewal Jones Sawyer and to his staff for their tireless work on making sure that this basically landmark piece of legislation, it's the first of its kind in this country, in a state, got passed into law last year. So we want to thank him and his staff. So join me in that. And the original plan was that Assemblyman Jones Sawyer was going to join us this evening, but ended up having a conflict. I guess my understanding is he had to be back in the district this evening, but his legislative aide that we've been working with, Ms. Natalia Garcia, is in the room with us. So thank you, Natalia. I'll try and go through the wording of the award here. California Council of the Blind Legislator of the Year Award to Reginald Jones Sawyer, Assembly Member, in recognition of his sponsoring legislation, including AB 371, groundbreaking pedestrian safety, which enhances the lives of the blind and low vision community, presented this first day of April 2023 in Sacramento, California. Congratulations. And Natalia, if you're near a microphone, would you please say a couple of words?
Yeah, thank you, Gabe. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. Natalia Garcia, senior legislative aide with Assemblymember Joan Sawyer. I actually started off in his office first as an assembly fellow, so like first year and everything. And the first bill I was assigned was AB 371. So who would have thought?
Nothing like starting off with trig time, huh?
Yeah, but like Gabe said, unfortunately, the assembly member sends his regards. He got pulled back to LA for a constituent services, but wanted to be here and sends his thank you and regards. and just gratitude for this bill. If you could help him. You know, like Gabe said and alluded to, his brother's blind. And so when this bill first came to the office, his first call was to his brother. He wanted to know, you know, how this can help impact the community, help impact folks who are blind and have low vision. And he recalled one time he was helping his, or I guess he was helping his brother to the restroom for his wedding. And he remembers turning on the lights, and his brother goes, "Well, why'd you turn on the lights? I can't see anyways." Yeah. So it was that, and as you know, as he says that jokingly, but really in all seriousness, it was that story that he knew when it came to this bill, he couldn't look at it as an issue from folks who are sighted. He really had to lean on folks who are blind and had low vision, because this is really a issue that is one of equity, but also accessibility. And like Gabe said, it went through a lot of iterations, but at the end of the day, it was always going to be a bill that was ran by the community, a bill that was going to stay true to what the intent was. And so very proud that we were able to get it across the finish line. And it was all your advocacy with California Council of the Blind and our partners in the community that was able to get this done. So if anything, this award is for all you as much as it is for Assemblymember Jones Sawyer. So thank you guys so much. Really, really grateful to be here.
We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. That's what happens when you use a Braille Note PK.
Oh.
And my tech support that used to work for HumanWare that now works for the Lighthouse.
Hasn't seen one in over a decade.
It's been a while, apparently. As I stall here and try to get my PK to work, if it doesn't, that will be okay, because I can have someone else read the plaque. I just want to say, Reginald Sawyer, Sawyer Jones, I'm sorry, I always butcher it. He was a very strong supporter in all three of our guide dog bills that we've passed to date. And okay, looks like it's not going to talk. Lisa? Can you read these plaques as I talk there? Okay. I don't know what just happened in my PK. All right. We are now going to induct two individuals into the CCB Hall of Fame. We had lots of nominations, but some of them are already in there. Otherwise, we'd have a lot more people. We don't quite have criteria specifically yet, but we're going to be working on it. But there's two bases I'd like to share to be inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame. One is longevity into the organization, a minimum of 30 years. And the second is contributions to the organization and the membership. Our first inductee is someone that was in my very first chapter, and this individual and their spouse was my mentors in this organization, along with some others in the old Alameda County chapter. Many of you young people may not remember this person, may not know this person, but us old timers will know this person and all the work this individual did on resolutions, on helping people with rehab, served in the Department of Rehabilitation as a counselor, and what helps us as students learn what we could get from the Department of Rehab if we weren't getting what we needed to get, gave us some tips for appeals, served on resolutions for hours. And, you know, I served one time on resolutions, never again. I didn't get to bed to 3 a.m. So without further ado, I am going to ask Lisa if she would please read this first inductee.
California Council of the Blind Hall of Fame. This person is being inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame for having 66 years of dedication and service to CCB. He has served many years on the resolution committee, guided hundreds of members through the rehab process, and he is ready and willing to give 100% on behalf of blind and visually impaired people. This award presented this first day of April, 2023 in Sacramento, California, goes to Donald Queen.
And I do believe that Donald Queen is on Zoom. Unmute yourself, please.
You're supposed to be there. Give him a minute.
He's been given permission. So.
Well, just give him a minute. I think the whole family's on Zoom. Unless we went too long. We go ahead and speak, Don.
Okay, thank you very much for the award. We got this help here with unmuting this telephone, but it's been so thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. Well deserved. Now remember that 66 years. All right, we have a second and final inductee into the CCB Hall of Fame. I believe this is a person I have known the longest in this organization. I met this individual when I was a child, I believe around 1971 at Enchanted Hills Camp. This individual has served in many capacities in this organization, including on the board of directors, chaired a number of committees, and is currently the president of, I believe, three affiliates. Anybody want to give a guess? Somebody guessed it. Yep. This Hall of Fame award that will be read will go to Frank Welty.
California Council of the Blind Hall of Fame Award goes to Frank Welty, who is being inducted into the CCB Hall of Fame for 36 years of dedication and service to the CCB. He has helped to establish many chapters and affiliates, served on numerous committees, and his vast knowledge of the intricate workings of the organization has proven to be of significant value. Presented this first day of April, 1st, 2023 in Sacramento, California. Congratulations, Frank.
I think he's shocked. Let's get a mic to Frank. Here you go, Frank.
I consider it a great privilege to be part of the California Council of the Blind. I believe that there are three things that a person needs to be successful as a blind person, and that is great medical care, great rehabilitation services, and being part of a great community. And just I want to share a piece of advice that if you aspire to be something, a leader in this organization, just help people and things will come to you. You don't need to worry about aspiring to it. If you just are willing to serve, then you'll have opportunities.
Thank you, Frank. I would like to say Frank's words are absolutely true, and those that know him and have watched him, and he walks his talk. Again, I'd like to acknowledge my wonderful committee of Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker and Gabe Griffith, and this concludes our CCB Awards ceremony for 2023.
Thank you, Margie. Well done. We're going to move on to Ms. Sarah Harris, our very own vice president, with some publications awards. Hello, hello, hello. How is everybody doing tonight?
Yes.
All right. So on behalf of the publications committee and my co-chair, Andrea DeKlotz,
I'm excited to give some awards tonight. I'm going to give the first one, and then after I give the first one, I'm going to have this person actually help me out. So I wanted to call this the Bad A Double Dollar Sign Writer Award. But here's what we came up with. We came up with Most Frequent Well-Rounded Contributor Award. Now, for those of you who read the BC, the Blind Californian, can anybody guess who that could be? Anybody? Come on. Oh, you know what? I bet you it's Mr. David Mandel. So, is there another mic to take to David, or do we want to give him this one? Oh, Lisa's going to bring you a mic, David.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Sarah. I want to acknowledge the person, unfortunately, who is not here, but who suggested this award. And when this person suggests an award, especially when it comes to writing, you know that she really means it, because she is one of our most fabulous writers in this organization. And of course, I'm talking about Susan Glass. And I am very grateful for her suggestion and for nominating me for this award. And I hope we will continue to present it each year. Thank you so much.
Awesome. And David, are you prepared to help me with these other ones, or do you want me to go forth and conquer?
Go forth and conquer, and I'll do the mic running.
David. Okay. No, I got it. I just wanted, I didn't know if he wanted to help me. Okay. So Lisa, you walked away from him.
I think he said, yes.
Yeah. Lisa didn't catch it.
It's all my fault. You can fire me, Sarah.
Oh, no. In your wildest dreams.
California Council of the Blind 2021 Publications Award, Most Frequent Well-Rounded Contributor Award, presented to David Mandel. We did it through Music, the Blind Californian Summer 2022 issue. Let Your Voice Be Heard, the Blind Californian Fall 2022 issue. Bring Them Home, the Blind Californian Fall 2020 issue, presented on April 1. 2023.
And then if you want to stay right there with David, he's going to help me out.
Okay. Our next award, now that we've got it settled, okay. Our next award is for the most inspirational writer for this year. And we are very honored to award this to Deborah Armstrong.
And Debbie should hopefully be on Zoom unless she fell asleep. Debbie, could you raise your hand?
She did. She's unmuted. Or should be.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Excellent. Wow, how exciting. I don't think of myself as very inspirational, but I do love to write. So you will be seeing more articles from me, and I always try to be as well-rounded as David, because I know that people are turning to their BC to hear something new. So I'm going to keep writing, and thank you so much. I'm back on mute.
Congratulations, Debbie. Woo-hoo.
California Council of the Blind 2021 Publications Award, Most Inspirational Article Award, presented to Deborah Armstrong, New Ways to Bond with One's Guide, published in Summer 2022 issue of the Blind Californian, presented on April 1, 2023. Stay over here. Because me and him have too much fun together.
That's right. This is, yeah. This is great. Okay. And our final award, and we're very pleased to present this to another new writer. We present this every year, and it's my pleasure to present this to Linda Samofsky.
Linda S., are you still out there in Zoom land? If you are, can you raise your hand?
Hi, everyone. Oh, my gosh. This is a huge surprise. I don't know what to say. I feel like I'm at the Oscars or something. But thank you so much for the award. And I am, you know, since I've retired, I've had to reinvent myself, and part of reinventing myself is writing. And you know, if you're kind of in the same position, try it, because we all have a wealth of experience and a wealth of knowledge within us. And so I don't know what else to say. I'm going to start crying like Regina. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Linda. And look, you've been able to live on your own and not burn down your apartment, right?
Yeah, that's true.
For those of you who were not on our housing committee call, she told us a story about when they didn't want her to move into a place because they thought she was going to burn it down. So I'm waiting for that story to come out in the BC. Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I want to thank both these ladies for jumping on Zoom, because I called them just today and said, hey, I need you on Zoom. And they're like, why? And I go, just come. So thank you.
Thank you.
California Council of the Blind Publications Award, First Time Contributor Award, presented to Linda Samofsky, A Shining Star Amongst Us, Dorini Dobbins, published in the winter 2022 issue of The Blind Californian, presented on April 1, 2023.
Hey, Larry, you're up.
Oh, okay.
Larry, wake up.
Actually, Regina, would you like to?
You can, Larry. You have to work sometimes.
Well, okay. So the next award is given by the membership committee, and I just can't remember who the membership chair is. I don't remember.
I'll remind you.
I think he used to work with John at Disney. So as long as he's sitting here, we might as well put him to work, because he's not going to do anything for another hour or two until he gets into the 80s dance party. Please welcome Joe Green.
Well, these are the moments that I live for. I know when I first became membership chair, I was so excited about giving away this award. And I want to thank my team, my membership committee. I have the best committee. We have debates, we have all kind of things, but in the end, we give away great awards. And the chapter/affiliate of the award is given for projects as well as events. They could be an event, for example, like your chapter or affiliate standing on a corner giving away little popsicles with your chapter's logo on it. It could be something as simple as that. Or it also could be, as the ACB Capital Chapter a couple of years ago for Country of the Blind. So, I wish I would be able to know all the chapters of the year, but that's another story. Now, for the California Council of the Blind Chapter and Affiliate of the Year, the award goes to...
Drum roll.
You can read it.
California Council of the Blind Chapter of the Year Award,
This award is being presented for working hard to promote togetherness in creating and distributing their brochures and flyers. Presented this first day of April 2023, Sacramento, California. The award goes to Inclusive Diversity of California.
Can someone bring Pam Metz the mic? I'd like her to accept on behalf of IDC. Pam, raise your hand in case someone doesn't know who you are.
Okay.
Because I don't want to cry anymore. You get to accept.
Well, IDC, we started IDC for a special reason. George Floyd had just happened. We were having problems with men and people and getting killed on the corner, just minding their business. And we decided that we needed to have an affiliate in California again that serviced the entire community of California, not just different groups. So Regina, Jessica, all of us decided IDC. And I remember sitting down writing the mission statement, pulling my hair out. And Regina's calling me, we have to do this. We have to get it done. And we did. And so when we were deciding as a membership committee member, we were deciding which affiliate slash chapter we would vote for, IDC came up. And I am very proud to be vice president of IDC, to work hard to make sure, I'm with my co-chair over here, to make sure that we put on good programs for IDC and to make sure that we put good programs for you guys so you know what we stand for. We need to make sure that we are an inclusive organization and that includes everyone, even the guide dogs, okay? Yes, they are. They pay their dues. They drag us all over these hotels, don't they? And so I am very proud of Regina, myself, Stephanie, all of us, Linda, David, all of us who serve on IDC and with IDC. And I'm very proud of the membership of IDC. And Linda and Joe for those postcards. I haven't even seen one yet. I don't know. I can't read the braille anyway. But I am very proud of the organization. So let's give ourselves another hand. It's fun.
So Lisa.
I'm here.
Uh-oh. Yeah, right. Yeah. Lisa, we do want to get to some door prizes, but there's also that money thing.
Oh, we're doing the money thing.
Yes.
I had a door prize in my hand.
Well, then let's do that first.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to do a $25 Applebee's gift card given by the San Francisco chapter.
Ooh.
Oh. It's so close to your office. The winner is Dana Koo, K-U-O. I probably said that wrong, and I'm so sorry if I butchered your name. Dana, are you here? We'll make sure to mail it. So now on to the money thing here. I'm flipping through different spreadsheets and different folders and trying to figure out what duty I'm doing tonight. You know, every year the state can only pay bills through the help of all of our chapters and affiliates. And over the years, we've been so grateful. We're very grateful for those that we've received thus far. We've received for gift cards. Gosh, I told Larry, I literally have a ton of gift cards up here from chapters and affiliates. So I don't have the exact denomination for everyone. So I'm just going to name the chapters and affiliates that did donate. IDC, Bayview Chapter, GSGDHI, Contra Costa, Glendale Burbank, Fresno, San Francisco Chapter, Silicon Valley, Act of Blind Inland Valley. I hope I didn't forget anybody because I'm kind of going off memory and I haven't had any sleep in 3 days. So if I forgot you, please raise your hands. I think I got it. I think I got it though. So thank you all because you are the ones that give these door prizes that really make the convention. I mean, we all come for the door prizes, right, folks? So thank you so much. We appreciate it. We also have some chapters and or affiliates that have provided what I'm calling a gift of love. It helps to really keep our office doors open, and I say that literally. The expenses of CCB are a lot sometimes. We have cut a lot of expenses during my last two terms. I'm happy to announce last month in the board meeting that we cut them again by cutting our rent in half, which is a huge savings for us. You know, I always get emotional with these things because it's you guys that really kind of make my job a little bit easier and help me pay the bills with Nicole. So at this time, if anybody would like to help the expenses of CCB and offer a gift of love, you can raise your hand. If not, we completely understand. But I would like to recognize one chapter that had given to me and Nicole yesterday. And when Nicole and I opened the envelope, we were shocked. We couldn't believe it. So Bayview Chapter, Eric, if you're still in the building, no. Bayview Chapter, thank you so much. They gifted $1,000 to the general fund.
Wow.
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. $500 for scholarship.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
$250 for Ellen Murphy. And one door prize amount that I do remember, $200 for door prizes.
Wow.
So Bayview Chapter, Patty Nash, I know that you are online, I still believe. Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now can we do another door prize, Larry?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so this is $25 from our Chapter of the Year, IDC. $25 Amazon gift card. And let's rock. And the winner is Dirk Nahard.
Yes.
Dirk, are you here?
You might be on Zoom.
No, Dirk? Okay, we'll make sure, Dirk, that we get a mail to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Larry, unless you want me to continue, it's back to you.
Thank you, Lisa. We have lots more, and we'll hear maybe more tonight, but certainly some more on tomorrow. We have one more thing to get to. Actually, a couple more still. We're going to do something that we've never done before. We're going to say goodnight early to ACB Media. And the reason for that is that we do have a license to stream music, but not on this channel, unfortunately. And so we will thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will continue in Zoom. But we're going to have to stop on ACB Media, and we will rejoin you tomorrow for breakfast or lunch, depending on when you're listening and where.
But thank you so much. And what we need to do now is ask our streamer to end the stream and then let me know when that has been done, because we're not able to do music on this particular channel. So thank you, guys. And everybody say goodnight to ACB Media.
Good night.
And thanks to all our presenters.
Absolutely.